With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel continuing the attack on Iranian nuclear facilities at this hour, targeting nuclear and military sites. Israeli government says Iran had enough fusion material to make nuclear weapons for within rather the next several days. Iran state media also say now that several leading military and nuclear officials have been taken out. Air India says all but one of the 242 people on board a flight for London died in the crash. One passenger was thrown from the plane and survived. California Democrat Senator Alex Padilla forcibly removed today from a Homeland Security news conference after trying to question DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
A Secret Service Special Agent on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's detail grabbed Padilla by his jacket and shoved him out of the room. The senator struggled to catch his breath while he was identifying himself. Noem said after the incident,
I think everybody in America would agree that that wasn't appropriate.
The two had a conversation after the news conference. Padilla spoke to reporters shortly after.
If you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
Noem has promised to move forward with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown across Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
At least five people are dead in San Antonio, Texas. Heavy rains flooding highways and stranding motorists. Officials say the search continues for two people who are missing. And the death toll in the floods in South Africa now has risen to at least 78. Rescue teams still working through the debris and floodwater, trying to find those who are missing. Officials do say many of the victims are children and the elderly. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Americans believe religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court striking down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. State High Court says in the ruling, Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices ruled that this is right and not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Well, controversy was expected. Everyone knew there would be verbal battles and differences to iron out in this situation. The latest effort by Congress to regulate college sports generating partisan outrage, and it's not expected to go away, well, anytime soon.
Democrats say Republican-led draft legislation to regulate college sports would claw back freedoms won by athletes through years of litigation against the NCAA. Three House committees are considering legislation that would create a national standard for name, image, and likeness payments to athletes and protect the NCAA against future lawsuits. NCAA President Charlie Baker has said he supports the draft legislation. There was little indication that any bill advanced by the House would generate enough Democratic support to surpass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.